Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sans Pants Radio, this is gonna be a really long one. But if you go onto our website, sanspantsradio.com, you can actually leave us a voicemail. And if you want, we might use some of your ones as these Sans Pants Radio intro things, but like no guarantees. Anyway, that was the really long intro bit. I hope you like it.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
A while back, Zaman asked me if I'd like to do a Dungeons & Dragons game with my dad and my little brother Ryder. I was like, yeah, so I suggested it to them, and Dad was like, what? What are you talking about, Jack? And Ryder was like, I once played a game of D&D on a bus, and it sucked and was for nerds. But, after much convincing, they agreed, and together we recorded one of the greatest adventures in D&D's for Nerds history ever, maybe. If you signed up to Patreon before April 1st, you'll get exclusive access to what we are calling D&D's for Dad. Links are in the show notes below, so make your way to Patreon right now and help support the show and feast your ears on something very special. Welcome to Chapter 11 of Northern Bounty, a D&D's for Nerds side quest adventure. Previously.
That's an outright kill.
What?
The polar bear swings, and its mighty paw catches you on the head, tears your head free from your neck, and your head sails clear away from you. Lands somewhere in the snow.
I do not enrage. Instead, I grab my halberd, and I just throw it at the bear, and I start charging with silver whip.
I do not enrage. I just want you to think about
that. That's a great sentence.
Damn right.
I don't enrage.
Like, he didn't deserve this. Like, I look at Tris. She did.
Fuck you guys. I'm not leaving. I'm gonna leave. Go find myself better friends that wouldn't leave me in the snow to rot, to wolves, and steal my fucking coat. Done. Goodbye, guys.
In their defense, you probably won't rot. It's too cold.
Yeah, they're gonna freeze instead.
That doesn't make it better!
Rest in peace, alligator. God, things are nicer without her. So I'll say it. I'm not even afraid to.
The creature is pale white in color, blending in with its snowy surroundings.
Let's have a fucking gander.
What? What the fuck? That's fucked.
Chet and D'Aril, the flying vagina, streaks towards you. It glides low and over, I'm going to say, Chet.
Mm.
And it strikes at you with its tail.
Oh, no.
Not its little butthole. Attached only by a thick strip of flesh. No, what's its tail? Is it spiky?
So weak.
Yeah, it's like a mail, you know, like a chain and mail.
Hey, Adam, can I balance?
What?
Like on my stumps.
No.
Do I have to lie down?
You don't really have
time.
Stumps. Yeah.
We'd probably prop you up, I reckon.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's good.
Batters at you with its club-like tail. Mm-hmm. You're like, ah! You fall off the sled, but it doesn't hit you. It sails harmlessly over your head. It whips around and tries to come in for another go.
I don't want to make this offer, Jackson. Mm-hmm. Chet. But.
Yes.
I'm going to black. And he'll be yellow.
Piss yellow. Always bet on piss.
There's purple. Are you purple?
Yes, purple. If we were to offer one of the dogs.
If we could, like, do it.
And maybe, like, get it distracted, and what? Then we run away.
Look, if it eats a dog and we can make it to town before it gets us again, sure.
Would that be...
Whatever it takes, you know. God, honestly, at this point...
Who cares?
Who cares? Let's do it.
Chet, it's your turn.
Grab a dog.
Chet, you know what a snow cloak is.
Oh, boy. Do I ever.
Sometimes called snow ghosts because of their ability to drift silently along in snowstorms to attack prey, snow cloaks are flying predators of the northerly foothills that resemble flying rays or skates. Snow cloaks are slate gray on one side and creamy white on the other. They habitually fly dark side down, flapping their wings gently and gliding for long distances. A snow cloak has two long sinuous necks, ending in dark, yeah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
They speak Orin and Common, so it's intelligent.
Well, that's good.
Make a laugh.
You also know it's poisonous.
That's bad.
And it can cast spells.
That's even worse.
Also, it regenerates over time.
Shit.
So you got to be dealing a lot of damage to it every round, or it just like heals itself.
All right. So do I offer it to the dog, or do I make it laugh?
You could make it an offer. It would understand you.
All right. Snow cloak. Do you want this dog if you leave us alone? That's the deal. You get to eat a dog. It's delicious. And we get to go home. Look at it. I start shaking the dog up and down. Oh, my dog. Put me in your belly.
To hold my action, like crying, like trying to hold back manly tears of maybe losing a wolf.
It turns around to face you guys and just slows down so that it's hovering near you guys. The two heads have a conversation in what you assume is Orin.
The head's real good, gross.
Adam, can you make a will save for me to not panic and offer another dog?
You fail.
All right, I'll give you two then. Oh, eat me. Hey, you look delicious.
How many dogs have you?
How
many dogs have you?
How many dogs do you have?
Five. We've got five.
That's a lie.
I know.
Ooh, and a bad one.
I'm sorry. We've got nine. I'm sorry, I lied. You're very frightening.
We will have...
Oh, that's fine. Oh, you can keep Henry. You don't really care about the others, do you?
Keep Henry and...
You get to keep... Do you have nine listed? Yeah, so you get to keep four.
All right. Well, Rolf, you roll a d10. Let's see who we give up.
Okay.
Seven.
Oop, sorry, left foot's gone.
Okay.
Left foot's a good name. Eight.
Oh, Gibbons. Off he goes.
Three.
Oh, Wolfens.
Not Wolfens.
Two.
Oh, Garfunkel.
Fuck, Garfunkel is a good name. Four.
And that was his Gaspy.
All right. All right. Rest.
All right, then.
Okay.
Here you go.
We hand the yelping
dogs. It eats
dogs.
The mare and them.
Oh, Henry, don't look.
This has been a traumatizing couple of days.
The wolves yip and cow. They can't get away. They're still pups. It eats them all.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Henry.
Thank you.
No worry. What is your name?
It just glides away. It doesn't respond.
Yeah, right. All right then. Bye, little boy. Girl. Thing.
That's not how I thought that was going to go.
I mean, rarely do you expect us to offer up puppies.
Rarely do you have the chance to.
To what is effectively a Satan.
I'm like a very...
What are your alignments?
Sorry,
are they good?
Chaotic good.
True neutral.
I'm chaotic good in that I'm like, the good of the town is what matters most. Okay? They're the people I've aligned to, so I gotta look after them.
Your alignment's in jeopardy, but I'm not gonna change it.
It's been a very trying couple of days, Adam.
True neutral. I was looking out of the best interests of us boys.
Yeah, no, that's fine. True neutral is fine.
Alright, Henry, Pixings, Paws, and Rachel. I'm very sorry.
I'll take Rachel as my own. I'll raise her and I'll make her beautiful.
You cannot raise a wolf.
It's all right. I'll raise them.
All right.
We only need four to pull sleigh. It is all right.
Can you please? Wait, it knocked me off the thing, didn't it?
Yeah, you
I'm lying there
on.
Sad in the snow.
I will pick you up.
Put you back
on the sled. Give you a kiss on the forehead. And, like, maybe heal yourself a little.
Things are looking bad, Dara. I'm not going to lie.
I know, shit.
Have you seen my body?
Three of you left. One and a half of you are returning.
This is not good. But we've got to get the wolf pup. All right. Grab the rope.
Pull me along, I guess.
Pull you
What have I become?
And never, and anyone asks, we only ever had four wolves.
We found four wolf pups in a cave. We found four wolf
pups in the cave.
And an evil polar bear.
It killed our good friend. It killed our good friend.
It killed a man with Alzheimer's.
No, it didn't. We killed the polar bear.
If he lived in our world, he would live in
a home.
Would live in an old folks home and have round-the-clock hair.
Polar bear. Only polar bear.
We killed the polar bear.
Only found four wolf pups.
I guess his grandkids will never visit him again.
Nope.
Hey, at least we got that bitch, Tristan.
Oh, man. You don't even understand how sad it
we'll
is.
We'll carry on into town.
Carry on into town.
Another hour passes before the storm kicks up so hard that you guys have to bend physically into the wind or it bowls you over.
You have to. Mm. I just huddle under the furs and puppies.
Guess he needs to make checks again.
Oh, oh God. Boys. How many hours out are we?
Five.
Oh, God.
Wait, you've got the spell. Resistance. Use it on yourself. Use it on yourself.
Okay. It gives you a +1 to the check. So don't act like it's
a saving thing. Damn it.
Wait. Shut the fuck up. How long will the blizzard last? Because I have the fire and a can.
You got 3 uses of it.
The sled, what's it made of?
Mostly wood.
Shit. I've got nothing I can use to fuck my life.
Never mind. We'll carry on.
First hour.
Use your thing on you.
I do. I use resistance on me.
Doesn't help.
Can it stack on you?
Is that how it works, Adam? Does it stack?
No,
a million
stack.
Times. I'm That's so all right. Sorry. I've got 2 more tries of it. No, 3 more.
It's a pity you didn't cast it on Daryl, because then he would have saved.
Cast it on me.
No, whatever. I'll take it. I'll copy.
Are we going to arrive there with no limbs, both of us?
Both of you take 1 point.
No, oh, 1 point of cold damage is good, even. Gives build character. So I heard.
Yes. Yeah, now you're a danger for frostbite and hypothermia.
Okay.
Also, the snow hits you really hard in the eyes now.
Bullshit. Mm. Don't worry, got the snow goggles. It's fine.
Yeah, we're wearing the snow goggles, though, Adam. Goggles. That's fun to say. Snow goggles. We got the snow goggles on. Goggles.
It's fine. You don't understand. It's right.
Say snow goggles with a snow black goggles. Accent.
Snow goggles.
Snow goggles. Goggles.
It's right. Goggles.
There's a goggle of geese.
No, but we're fine for the snow goggles. Surely we won't go
snow goggles
blind.
Give you a bonus to the roll, but they don't make you immune.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do, Adam. You've read it wrong.
Okay, so for the first hour, both of you take 1 point of non-lethal.
All right.
The second hour.
I'll use resistance.
Are you doing anything?
I'll use resistance on me and Aaron. That's me done for resistance, though.
How's it looking, Adam? Bloody good. Healthy boys. Healthy boys with healthy minds.
To Aaron?
Yes.
You managed to bear the brunt. You managed to just grunt through it.
Great.
Bloody good.
Chet, you take 5 points.
Oh, boy.
Here it is again. That's right, my old friend. Biting cold. My old good friend, good pal, been friends since we were wee. What's his name again? That's right, near death.
Just the Grim Reaper.
Third hour.
Sweet lady.
Chet, huddled up with the pups now, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You're fine. The Arrow?
He's
6.
Take a kiss from sweet lady Winter, the Arrow.
That was a painful one, not going to lie. This one I'm going to rage, because bullshit.
Good.
So for the next, for the fourth one, just letting you know, this is the fourth one, so you rage, you get a bonus for this one, but then on the fifth one...
I will rage again.
Fair. We're going to arrive in town, have to fight the wolf with nothing.
And they're going to have nap.
Yes. Unless destroyed.
Oh, well.
Aral,
yes.
You're fine for the fourth hour. Mm-hmm. Chet...
No, come on, I'm
6.
Fine. I'm 4, Jesus.
Sweet. Heal yourself with wands.
Stab myself with the wand a bunch.
Damn the wand doesn't help for
bullshit.
The damage.
I still stab myself. Bruise up good.
Fuck, Adam's just fucking jizzing everywhere.
The Arrow?
Yes?
In the fourth hour, you don't take any damage?
I thought it was the fifth hour.
No, this is the fourth hour.
Right. Yes.
For the fourth hour, you don't take any damage? But you go blind.
Bullshit.
From the snow in your eyes.
You're the only one who can lead me.
You got to tell me where to go. You have to tell me where to go.
You
got to
tell him where to go.
All right, I'll like shift around on the sled so that I've got my arms like over the
front.
Use
like the thing he's holding.
The rope to like shift him in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Fifth hour, I'm going to rage again.
It is a furious laugh. I'll be like, oh!
Don't Harrell, for the fifth hour, you're fine. Chet.
Fuck.
2 points.
Oh, okay. Take a left up here. Take a right.
In the last hour.
Yeah.
You said there was only 5.
Yeah, this is the last hour. Because I'm rolling for the cold and I'm rolling for your eyes as well.
You son of a bitch.
In the last hour, Chet.
Yeah.
You realize all you can see is white.
Oh, fuck my life.
You're close. You know you're close, but you don't know where.
All right, here's the plan. You keep heading forward and just scream. I'll scream too.
Adam, we scream at the top of our lungs and walk forward.
Someone's bound to hear us.
Are we going to destroy our vocal cords? Fingers crossed.
Chet, your face is getting numb.
No, I don't want to die out
Chet,
here.
You feel so weak and cold.
Oh, God. I guess I just slide down into the puppies.
Chet, you're like yelling. Like, what do you yell?
Like, help! Help!
You're yelling, help! 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 Help!
Chet,
Daryl,
save your voice. It's fine.
Daryl, Chet's getting fainter and fainter.
It's all right. Chet, save your... He's fine. He's fine. At least you got that bitch, Tristan. Tell me how we killed her again. Do you remember the taste of strawberries?
After a while wandering around, you hear yelling over the din, the most welcome voice you have ever heard, Huck Duffy's deep baritone. Boy! Boy, I see you! You can hear him, like, approaching you, coming towards you. Daryl, what do you do?
I go towards
Go towards the sound of the voice?
Yes.
Eventually, you feel Huck Duffy close in around you. He's like, boy, don't worry, I got you. He starts helping you. Eventually, you can't see anything, but eventually you can tell that you're inside because you hear a door open, you hear a door close, and then you can, you know, hear a fire crackling. You know you're inside. You can't see anything, though.
Where is my friend? Where is Kit?
Huck Duffy doesn't say anything for a little while.
Come on, no!
Huck Duffy sits you down in a chair, and he says, boy, just be quiet for a little while.
All right, Duffy.
You hear this, he takes the sled reins off you. You hear him dragging the sled, and then the door opens and closes.
Oh, no.
Someone comes over, and with a very motherly voice says, please, eat. And someone shoves soup into your hands.
Oh, yes,
a bowl of soup into your hands.
Just like, it's everywhere.
Burning soup. Enjoy.
I want to eat the soup.
All right, you have some soup.
Fever dream. You're dead.
Oh.
The matronly woman starts ministering to your wounds and stuff like that. After a little while, the non-lethal damage goes away, and she also is able to, with some herbal remedies, is able to restore your sight.
What do I see? What does my health help I see?
You're in a warm-looking room. It's a small, snug room. There's wolf pelts all over. You can tell it's Huck Duffy's place. There's wolf pelts all over the place.
Wolf everywhere, yeah, right, that's
the
sure.
Chair you are sitting in, the back part of it is a carved wolf head.
All right, it is all right.
Eventually the door opens, Huck Duffy comes in and closes the door behind him. The howling wind kicks up as soon as he opens the door. Huck Duffy walks over to you, he's always got a bit of a grave face,
oh,
but
no.
This time, instead of like a madness, he has like a gentle sadness about him.
Oh god,
oh, no.
My poor body.
What is it, Huck? Please don't tell me my puppies ate
Did
my friend.
Did you get to the druid? You have his axe, he says.
Yes.
Pointing to your side.
He died, but we have his axe.
Do you tell him the full story?
That was such a good way. You're like, he died. Don't worry about it.
He died. He died, we lost Trissa, Gregor is dead, but we have 4 puppies.
That's not the full story, Huck says. He puts a hand on your shoulder and he says, there have been some developments. Please tell me the full story.
Okay, so, You remember Trissa. I put as much blame onto Trissa as humanly possible.
But do you tell the truth? Like, yes. Do you tell what happened?
Yes.
Everything that happened?
Yes.
All right. He nods and says, we'll need to recover the body of the druid. It was possibly the druid that was the werewolf, the white wolf.
Nah, because he was only bear.
He was killed? You killed him with a silvered weapon.
Well, he stabbed him with a silver weapon.
He had the silver on him? He had wolf pups.
Well, I guess.
He attacked you? He was old and crazy.
Well, he didn't attack us. As
druids
I said,
can take many forms.
Well, I know.
Do you not think this is possible?
Well, like, he didn't seem quite all there in the head.
A man who kills for sport.
Like, yeah, but we had, like, interaction with werewolf before, and he seemed a little bit more sound in mind.
We're going to recover the body regardless. We need to know. The werewolf attacked the night you left. He killed several people among town.
He
killed, like, lists a couple of people. In the names, he lists...
Anyone not know? Not Snubble.
Hob Hamlin, the innkeeper.
Hob Hamlin, he was so...
He says they didn't find enough of Hob Hamlin to fit into, like, a... They didn't find enough of Hob Hamlin to have a funeral.
But Hob Hamlin, he was, like, lovely in bar. He was so
the
nice.
The bar's been torn apart. It's closed for now.
Oh.
What about our little mate?
Nubble.
Nubble was not killed.
It's so funny to imagine you lying in bed and just, like, grabbing Huck's collar and being like, what about Nubble? What of Nubble?
What about Nubble?
I'm...
Now what
are
of...
you... Yeah.
Now what
he puts
shit?
A... Huck Duffy puts a hand on your shoulder and says, you've done a lot. I'm your friend. I'm sorry. You passed away.
Oh, God.
There was, well, I spoke with the healer, and she doesn't know much, but she knows enough to tell that you tried your best, but a gangrene crept into his heart, and he died.
I like, put the hand on his shoulder, and I'm like, I know, Huck Duffy. I know. I did. I guess when you try your best, but you don't succeed.
You stay so, here.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go collect the body of the werewolf.
Okay, where is little Henry and Paws, Pixings, the Rachel?
Wolf cubs?
Yes.
They're at the healers.
Okay.
She'll be able to.
You look after them for me.
All right.
I'm a rename Pixing Chet. Good.
I'll stay, because unlike Ali, I'm a good friend. And I know you did everything.
But right. Is it if we end up getting him to cleric, is maybe he bring back?
I don't.
Well,
I
like
don't
he's
know.
Too far gone.
I don't know.
That's a classic question people must ask in D&D, like in the world of D&D all the time, where they're like, so. Is it
like a 100%
like
death?
Like
or
a
like
hard
a
dead? Or like is he soft dead?
Self dead.
There are rules for resurrection.
Yeah, I know. But just
like,
I
know. So
but that must be what people are asking.
Hard dead? Hard dead or like soft dead?
I don't know. That's a...
I'll ask the healer.
It's for a healer.
All right then.
Okay, I'm going to collect a posse with the weapons you've collected. Thank you
very much.
And we'll go collect the white wolf's corpse.
Okay, good luck.
He pats the battle axe at your side. You can keep the axe.
All right, I will.
Thank you.
No workers, mate.
There's one more thing before I leave. Two more things.
Oh, no.
I have good news and I have bad news.
Give me the good news, I guess.
We managed to kill him before he escaped.
Bullshit! Bullshit!
You're a halfling, friend. He made a bid for escape.
God damn it.
We were able to subdue him, but in the process,
Son of bitch.
The elf hunter.
Yep.
Alexander, he got a little overzealous.
All right.
And choked the poor...
Oh, did he?
Death.
Where's Alexander now?
He's coming with me. I will not allow any more bloodshed, more than necessary, in my town.
But when he returns, I want his ears.
Fuck yes.
But that, Huck, look at me. That's fair, yeah?
It's a $1 million
like,
bounty,
that's fair.
Huck. Come on, Huck.
That was a $1 million bounty for me that lays now gone. I want his fucking ears.
We will discuss this. He gives you a very stern look. We will discuss this when I get back.
Boy. All right. You better get back.
All right. Puck Duffy, planning this from his little comfy home, arranges two things. First off, they take you out to the abattoir and kill you. No, they take you out to the, what was it, the tavern.
Mm-hmm.
The tavern's just been savaged. Something destroyed this place. But they're like, it looks like it's been under reconstruction, or some efforts have been made to reconstruct it. And a room is made for you there. You'll be pretty much the only person staying here, though.
All right.
But you've got basically free reign of the place, like all of the food and drink. Go for it. Go nut for your life. And also, Huck Duffy arranges for a posse of every able or the most and best fighters in the town to be armed with the silver weapons and to head out to collect the body of the White Wolf.
All right, then.
Da Arrow, I'm going to say that you're maybe in the tavern common room, sitting down by a roaring fire. You've never been... In the last 5 days, you have not been this comfortable.
I want Wolf Pup near me.
Yeah, they're curled up near the fire. Somewhere.
That's good news for me.
That's nice.
I'm like sharpening my axe.
The door opens slowly. You turn around.
Yes.
In the doorway is Fenris Wolf, the mayor.
Oh, look, if it isn't Fenris Wolf, not at all a werewolf, the mayor. Good afternoon.
I came here to chat to you. He glances out the door, and you can tell he's obviously making sure no one's around.
What do you want?
He closes the door slowly, and then pulls a bit of a curtain, pulls a chain, so, you know, the curtains come over and cover the windows.
Yeah, okay.
Just kill him.
I have a secret to confess.
Is it you're a werewolf?
What? No.
Oh, what?
He walks over to you and sits down, like, in another couch.
Were you and the druid lovers?
You see, he's sweating very heavily.
What is this bullshit? Go on.
It's about the other night when you were here. And everyone caught me in a little bit of a...
Yes, yes, your fruit's dangling in the wind.
Yes, yes.
Yes, 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 what of it?
Well, I just wanted to, say you'll be here for a little while and my re-election is coming up.
Yes,
I don't have a lot of friends around town, and I need someone to vouch for me for re-election.
Really?
I'd be happy to recompensate you. I understand you lost a little money recently with the bounty.
Oh, lots of it. All right, what?
Well, he's interrupted when the back door to the tavern. You hear it crashing open. The back door to the tavern is where the kitchens are,
mm-hmm.
And so while you can hear it crashing open. And you hear pots and pans clanging about, something's in there. Or maybe the door just blew open, that's entirely possible as well.
But you can't normal sounds.
See. You can't see what's happening.
All right.
Fenris Wolf nervously glances over his shoulder. You the druid?
What was your offer?
There's like a clanging, something's moving around in the kitchen, and yeah. Fenris Wolf is too distracted to properly talk.
Fen,
with you.
Look, what is offer first?
Should you check what that is?
Fine.
You go into the kitchen?
All right, then. I grab my battle axe.
You grab your battle axe.
I have my halberd trusty on the back of my, what have you called?
Your back?
Back of my back?
The back of your back.
Strapped to my back. There you go. Strapped to my back. Battle axe in hand. What more bullshit are they going to throw? When I turn around, Fenris, you better not turn into werewolf.
My favorite thing about this is that this, and if this is what's going to happen, this fucking journey through the wastes and the snow and the ice will end in a kitchen. And that's funny.
As you're walking away, you hear Fenris Wolf behind you. Say, oh, what do you do?
What do you mean, oh?
Do you turn around away from the kitchen?
What are you doing?
What can I see?
You can see the doorway through to the kitchen. It's dark in there. It's coming on night. The only light right now is lit by the roaring fireplace you had going.
And what is behind me?
Behind you is the fireplace, the wolf pups, Fenris Wolf, and the front door.
I turn around to look at Fenris Wolf.
Fenris Wolf is staring up at the painting of the sheep above the fireplace. I didn't notice that before.
Fenris Wolf looks like a man. So he was sweating before. He's not sweating right. Like, he's got that sheen on him, but his eyes are... He looks like a man who's beyond fear right now. He's just staring at the painting. You look up at the painting that you have been so close to for so long. For the first time, you notice that one of the sheep is a wolf in disguise.
Fucking gotcha.
Oh, I turn back to kitchen. All right. A rage.
For the best.
You charge into the kitchen?
Kick in kitchen door.
Standing in there, completely butt naked, except for the fact that he is covered in gore, is Hob Hamlin. He looks at you, and when he looks at you, you can see his eyes are the eyes of a wolf.
Motherfucker.
I can't stop it, he says. And then his transformation happens.
Ah! I can, though.
His transformation begins.
Motherfucker. Innocent barkeep. Classic, we should have known. Should have killed him when we met him.
Ralk, take red.
Take Pooh Brown in honor of me.
Nothing would be a greater service or more respectful to my body.
Did you loot me? You should have looted me.
That potion's of invisibility.
I assume that I would have looted you.
His equipment is taken to the healer. You can grab it, but not right now.
Ah! All right.
I didn't know.
Arrow, it's your turn first. You charge in and you slash at him.
Two-handed blue ice battle axe.
You got him. One man v. one wolf in one kitchen.
Raging like crazy.
Epic location in Dungeons and Dragons.
Kitchen. What's in kitchen? Oh, lots of things in kitchen.
Turn on fires. Burn the place to the ground.
Oh, I will.
Fuck yes.
Hope I get bitten and then become werewolf of this town.
Oh, yeah. Like a good werewolf?
Yeah, no. Fuck this town.
No, you misunderstood. No. Oh. I see. I hope the mayor gets eaten. What a piece of shit.
Your slash at the werewolf, when it opens his... It opens like a hole. Not a hole. It opens a massive jagged cut in his side. And when it does that, you see... a hissing steam come off his side.
That's what you want. That's the good
Whatever
sound.
This weapon is, not only is it getting past his thick hide, but it also seems to have some sort of extra magical damage against him.
Bullshit, you killed my friend and that other person I was with for a bit.
And that bitch, Teresa.
That evil, evil woman.
She was mean. She was nuts. How long had she been planning?
I don't know.
She seemed more opportunistic. She didn't seem that clever. Like, not clever enough to just... You know what I mean?
Yeah, like an opportunist. Like a Munchausen's by proxy by opportunist.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll give it a go.
The wolf completes its transformation. It's not as big as you remember it being, but it is a lot bigger than you. It's about as big as that deer that attacked.
Well, you think you're so good, eh? You think you're gonna take down the arrow? Nothing take down the arrow. Not snow? Not fucking polar bear? Not goddamn demon wolf? No, demon moose? Yeah.
That's true, you took them all down.
I took everything! And let's just don't worry about that weird snow cloak thing. It didn't happen only
I
four
took
puppies.
Down the four monsters!
Four monsters that took us out, we took it down, it's good.
I have never given up my puppies to a floating devil vagina.
I did not make the deal, no one saw. No, anyone that knew of
all
that.
All witnesses, dead. Gone.
It slashes at you once with its claws. It slashes at you again with its claws. And then it tears a massive chunk out of your shoulder.
Miss, you roll away.
You take 26 points of damage.
No, I don't.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus.
Jeez Louise. Back into the room. Get the mayor to fight him. Help's always good.
I just want to say, for a second, when I first saw sheep in wolf's clothing, and Adam, because I was never told outright I died, right? Mm. So for a second, for a bit, I was like, am I the werewolf? And then I was like, how amazing, because I have no legs. What a fight that would have been. Anyway. That aside.
I was originally toying around with the idea of making the halfling the werewolf.
Oh, that would have been cool. He would have exploded out of that barrel.
Pretty damn well. All right, 26, whatever. I'm 85. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you're tough.
It's your turn, the arrow.
So if I was to two-hand axe, can I attack with two-handed axe and the silver sword at the same time?
You take amazing penalties.
All right, then. I won't do that. Because I need this fight.
Just like swing the axe up and uppercut it in the chest.
So, yeah, basically going to get the rage. Power attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Power attack four, up to five.
Whoa.
Go up to five.
Go
Fuck
up
it.
To five, mate.
Fuck you. This is your fucking moment of glory.
Two-handed piece of shit fucking wolf.
This is it. This is the moment you're like, fuck. Everybody who can help is gone.
Yeah. They're all gone. Shit.
They're going to go get a body and be like, good, I guess. Then they're going to come back and it's...
Hopefully they get body of Tessa and then they can... Trissa. And then they can give, you know, the armor. We can sell that for a pretty penny.
Hey, true. Then you're going to make some profit back.
Make some profit. And then hopefully I get this guy's ears. That'll be pretty good.
Oh, fuck. I hope you get his ears. I mean, I don't know if there's any law like that, but like, I hope it happens.
You slash low and slash high. Two massive, awful wounds on the white werewolf, cutting it nearly to the bone. You can see tendon and muscle and sinew snapping and straining beneath its fur. Blood is pouring down from it, but it doesn't slow down. With a ferocity, it attacks back at you.
Piece of shit.
Push it in the fire. Cook it. Cook the wolf.
You can cook it.
What's the mayor doing? That's what I want to know.
Cowering outside. It's two with your battle axe, you're able to deflect one of its two claws, but the other one catches you on your underside.
Fuck
and then
off.
When you, like, slowly, you know how you're like, so you tried to block that second attack, but you were too slow for it. And because your axe is now low, trying to deflect that blow that's already come, it gets another bite in at you.
Ah,
Has he become a werewolf yet?
It's not how it works.
Ah!
Isn't he gonna roll like a thing?
You take 22 points of damage.
I don't know how werewolves work.
22!
22!
That was a blocking one! Shit!
Fucking hell!
It's your turn.
All out! No, power attack this motherfucker!
Get him!
Power
get him good!
Five?
Yeah?
Fuck it,
That's
man!
All I can do!
You score another good hit.
You're hacking it up, son! Destroy its fucking head.
I need you with like, I need my bad pumpus.
You need a pumpus with me and
my
it to be like, pumpus. Heal,
jabbing me with
jab
good
you in the fucking side with the wand.
You cut it deep and hard across its neck. Its head lolls backwards a little bit. And you can tell this thing's going to die now, no matter what. It's just going to bleed out, but it's not dead. And it continues to attack.
But I dodge everything. I dodge everything like a champion.
Everything.
Oh my god, you would not believe that the swift move that the arrow has. He dives, he dodges, he ducks.
The arrow.
He ducks
the arrow.
The first one.
He ducks the first one.
He gets hit by the second one.
He tries to dive, but then gets snapped in there.
Valiantly
you
cops it on
you're
the
slammed
side.
Up against one of the stoves, and then holding you down with one of its massive paws, it literally tears your guts out.
Fuck you.
Your guts
God.
Are spilled
oh,
out
Jesus.
Onto the fucking...
Can I double rage?
No.
Damn.
Just stack that
your
rage.
Your guts are spilled out onto the counter.
Fuck
you take,
off.
Fuck.
14 points of damage.
Oh, whatever. It's not too bad for a gut spill,
man.
Like, I was expecting worse.
It's your turn.
Oh, power attack. I'm going to grab him by throat. And then with my goddamn battle axe power attack and just drive it into head.
Just brain everywhere.
You spin around. Your guts drag out of you.
Hope they slap me in the face.
But through the rage, all you see is red. You barely even feel the fact that you are slowly being disemboweled. You grab its shaggy... You know how dogs have a...
Like a shaggy front?
No, it's called something. Yeah, they've got like a big tuft out near their neck. Whatever that's called, you grab that and you jam its head onto the pointy tip of the battle axe until you've completely skewered its head. You're covered awash in its blood. It spasms once and then goes still.
I'll
slowly
get him
but
again.
Surely, its body reverts to that of Hob Hamlin.
I grab out my my silver sword, and start stabbing him good.
You decapitate the
just
creature.
Make sure
the man Hobhammer.
All right, decapitate him. That's good.
I know I'm dead, but here's a piece of advice.
Yes.
Doesn't look like you killed a werewolf anymore. Looks like you just did a murder.
It does, but that's all right. I've got this.
You turn around, you see the mayor.
I grab the head of Hob.
Fenris Wolf standing in the doorway.
Of Hob Hamlin, and I'm like, Mayor, I got your werewolf. He might not have been able to stop himself, but the arrow did.
I like to think you then flex.
And then I flex. I'll strike a pose, holding a head. Gut is falling out. But goddamn, do I look handsome.
So, you're stuck here because of the storm. You're still stuck here for a couple weeks, but months, actually, because you're also kind of wounded.
Fenry, get the healer.
Just like, oh boy.
You're stuck here for maybe a month before, between the snow and your injuries, you're able to leave. And in that time, because he was there, Mayor Fenris Wolf is re-elected on the back of the fact that he was there when the great white wolf was killed.
I'm like, I give him half-hearted, like, you know, I yes, Fenris was there. He saw the wolf.
I'm going to say, actually, it's just shy of a month. It's maybe like 3 weeks.
He saw the wolf in the painting. Vote number one, Fenris Wolf.
You get 500 gold pieces for your troubles of helping the mayor.
Good.
Right. His personal wealth he gives to you.
Not quite as much as the million you would have gotten, but...
It's all right. I'm waiting for my ears, though.
I assume... Sorry? Hmm? Oh, Alexander, doesn't come back with the away party. Hmm. When Huck Duffy gets back, he informs you that Alexander was called away on business of hunting, he says.
Bullshit!
Alex, you can tell that Huck Duffy told Alexander, it's quite obvious, told Alexander to leave.
Take out Huck Duffy's ears.
I'm owed ears.
This town owes you ears.
This town owes me goddamn ears.
After the 3 weeks, you're finally on your way.
You're taking my body?
Yeah.
Yeah, they give you like provisions.
Oh, so yeah, needed to work out the healer. Is he like hard dead or soft dead?
The healer is unable to tell you. What? She has no actual magical prowess. She just knows alchemical stuff. All
right, we pack you in barrel full of ice.
All right, ice barrel.
Yeah, conserve you good.
Pickle me.
They give you a basic sled and a light beast of burden.
Oh, awesome.
A yuck.
A yuck.
Yeah, like in the books.
Take Nobbin with books. You. Want to see the world, Nobbin?
Nobble.
Nobble?
Yeah, right. Nobble, you want to see the world?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? Nah.
All right, Nobble.
Never mind. More classic Nobble response.
Gotta look after the general story, says.
All right, Nobble, no worries.
You gonna buy something?
Fuck you, a practical Nobble.
You're amazing. You know, if it wasn't for that last line, I probably would have given you a silver dagger, but...
That wasn't a yes or a no.
I just scruff his head and, like, in the hair and leave on the yuck to old Coldrose.
So it's a trip. It's quite a while to get back to Coldrose. I think I said 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a map here somewhere. But
yeah, 2 weeks.
About halfway through that 2 weeks, somewhere along the coast, you pass a small fishing village. And you're able to hitch a ride with a wagon going south towards Coldrose, and it's a bit faster to do that, and a bit safer as well, because they're better provisioned, better armored, that sort of stuff, to traveling groups. A couple nights before you reach Coldrose, you wake up of a morning. The tent that you have as part of this caravan is a mess. It's been torn open, and there's blood everywhere. You stumble out, and you see a very similar situation happening all across this caravan.
Mm.
There's a couple fires here and there, dead people everywhere. All around you, the wagon is in chaos. You hurriedly ask someone what happened, and they explain to you that last night, a white werewolf attacked in the night.
You got caught, motherfucker.
Mm. The arrow has some hard thinking to do.
What you gonna do, Da'aril?
How close is the white wolf following Da'aril? So close that it is him?
Find out sometime in the future, because next week we start something else.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.